India have had the ideal build-up to their tour of Australia with two tests against Bangladesh, then a more demanding three-game series with New Zealand. Apart from winning both series, India's priority will be to get as many players as possible into form without suffering major injuries. However, the most pressing matters are to achieve those aims with Jasprit Bumrah and Rishabh Pant. Pant's ability to bounce back onto the test scene is quite remarkable given his horrific car accident. Pant is a crucial wicket-keeper batsman in the Indian lineup, and he'd give the team a major boost if he's at the peak of his powers for the Australian tour. As an in-form batsman, Pant is vital, which he displayed on the 2021 Australian tour with crucial innings in both the Sydney Cricket Ground and Gabba tests. His ability to score quickly, utilizing his innovative aggression, is an important part of India's strategy. His wicket-keeping is also vital in M-dash. If Pant can perform at his best, he's the ideal and LS quo keeper for Australian conditions. If he's able to continue with his agile performance standing back, that is what is required in Australia. You need an LS quo keeper who capably covers a lot of territory to both sides of the wicket. Any and LS quo keeper who fulfills those requirements not only improves the team's fielding but also allows the slip fielders to spread wider to cover extra territory. However, his an LS quo keeping standing up to the stumps drastically improved before his serious injury, following an ultimatum from coach Ravi Shastri. The fact that Pant progressed from being a dubious an LS quo keeper against spinners to a very good gloveman standing up to the stumps admirably displayed his willingness to work hard. Pant's improvement sums up the thoughts of that excellent Australian gloveman Rod Maas. "If you are the incumbent," he said, "and you don't improve, then you are not thinking correctly." Maas rightly concluded that if you were an LS quo keeping and practicing most days of the week, then you should become a better an LS quo keeper. While the batting needs to be at its best, the other crucial factor will be the Indian pace bowling. The presence of an LS quo keeper batsman in the middle order and all-rounders Ravindra Jadeja and Ravichandran Ashwin give India the luxury of selecting five bowlers for each test. That makes the choice of fast bowlers paramount. The good form and fitness of both Bumrah and Mohammad Siraj and M-dash, the two most successful pace bowlers on the last Australian tour, and M-dash, is essential. Of those two, Bumrah is the attack leader. A critical part of India's build-up to the Australian tour will be ensuring Bumrah is in form, but remains fit to play the bulk of the five tests. The difficulty of balancing this task was summed up perfectly by Australian pace hero Dennis Lilly on the 1972 tour of the UK. "At the start of the long tour, I suggested we might keep Lilly in cotton wool. He told me in very strong terms, like a batsman, I need to be in form. When I take a 5-wicket haul, you can talk about putting me in cotton wool. It was a lesson I learned from the big-hearted fast bowler and never forgot. It would be ideal if the mercurial Mohammad Shami is fit for Australia, but the presence of a good left-arm paceman would also improve India's variety in attack, and the spin bowling is in good hands with Jadeja and Ashwin. Nevertheless, I wouldn't discount the importance of Kuldeep Yadav on some Australian surfaces. Of the young batsman, Yashasvi Jaiswal looks very talented, but he needs to show good form in Australia. Both Rohit Sharma and Virat Kohli should act as guiding lights for the younger batsmen on tour. The batting needs to be good in Australia, as India showed with their series wins on the last two visits. Batting aside, it will help India's chances enormously if both Pant and Bumrah are performing at their best in Australia. Former Australia captain Ian Chappell is one of the leading voices in world cricket, and Clayton Marzullo's Pavilion End column will be back next week. "The views expressed in this column are the individuals and don't represent those of the paper."